Good morning and welcome to worship on this Memorial Day weekend. It is good that we are here. We worship today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Carl is going to lead us now in our opening song, The Right Hand of God. Has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Most generous and gracious God, dwell with us this morning as we come to worship you. Open our hearts, calm our anxious souls, drive fear from our lives, and inspire us to serve. We pray in the name that is above all other names, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I want you to listen very carefully now to our first lesson, because we will be returning to it in just a few moments. We're going to head up to Coopville now. A lot of our members live in Coopville, including Judy Smith, who is waiting to share the Ascension story with us this morning. Judy?
The reading this morning is from Acts chapter 1. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or the periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, Why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. The word of the Lord.
Thanks, Judy. Our love to you and to Dwight. Betty and Jim Leitner are going to sing for us at this time. Jim and Betty, we miss being with you in person, but it's good to see you today.
I believe kids ought to stay kids as long as they can. Turn off the screen, go climb a tree, get dirt on their hands. I believe we gotta forgive and make amends. 'Cause nobody gets a second chance to make new old friends. I believe in working hard for what you've got. Even if it don't add up to a heck of a lot. I believe most people are good and most mamas ought to qualify for sailor. I believe most Friday nights look better underneath big stadium lights. I believe you love who you love. Ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. I believe the streets of gold are worth the work. But I still want to go even if they're paved in. I believe that youth is spent well on the young. 'Cause wisdom in your teens would be a lot less fun. I believe if you just go by the nightly news, your faith in all mankind would be the first thing you lose. I believe most people are good and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better underneath big stadium lights. I believe you love who you love. Ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. And years go fast, and every breath's a gift, the first one to the last. I believe most people are good and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better underneath big stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. I believe most people are good. I believe most people are good.
Everyone be well.
Thanks, Betty. Thanks, Jim. Indeed, people are good. We are blessed to be a blessing. Memorial Day weekend. I think that it's safe to say that most of you have attended a memorial service in the past. Someone died, a grandparent, a friend, a co-worker, or a neighbor. Now, I've officiated at more than 800 memorial services, but the coronavirus has changed all of that. Now, each morning as I drink my coffee, I have company. The remains of 5 dear saints sit in my office with me as they wait for their memorial service. When we have a memorial service here at Trinity, there are 3 focal points for that service. The first is to remember and give thanks for the privilege of sharing the journey with this loved one. We give thanks for their life and the many ways that their life impacted our life. Our first task is to celebrate a life that was unique, not perfect, but a blessing still. To do this, we begin right away. As people enter the narthex, we set up a display of wedding photos, gardening gloves, fishing poles, handmade quilts, or clothing. There may be commendations from Boeing or from a school district. As soon as one enters the church, memories come flooding back. Now, in the middle of the memorial service, we set aside time for the family, for family remembrances. Often these memories are tearful, always from the heart, and they give us insight into years that most of us knew nothing about. The memorial will sometimes conclude with a video that traces a life's journey with photos, often set to popular music. Now, under normal circumstances, the music would not be categorized as being sacred music, but on this day, it is sacred because it helps to tell the story of someone that we loved. It is good to give thanks for a life well lived. The second focal point addresses our grief. It is important to be honest about our grief. It hurts to lose someone. Even if they're old and tired and worn, there is something so permanent about death. We long to hear their voice or see their smile. We grieve knowing that we will not hear their voice or see their smile this side of heaven again. Grief is not a crisis of faith. It is a way of life for humans. And finally, we claim the promises of God. The one who died is safe, safe in God's hands. And the same can be said for the rest of us. We are loved, we are forgiven, we are never alone. In a time of grief, we need to hear those words of promise and hope. It is so easy to forget. It is so important to remember. A memorial service leads us to Memorial Day. Memorial Day, remembering the war dead, honoring the war dead, is not unique to the United States. In fact, in 431 BC, the great military general and statesman Pericles gave a speech in Athens and on a day that was set aside to remember their war dead. In our country, the observance was originally called Decoration Day. The first Decoration Day was held on May the 5th, 1866. The graves of Union and Confederate soldiers were decorated with flowers and flags. In 1868, General John Logan issued a decree that May 30th should be set aside as a national day of remembrance for the soldiers who had died in the Civil War. 620,000 Americans died in the Civil War. The reality of that loss is almost impossible for us to comprehend. To quote Ken Burns, between 1861 and 1865, Americans made war on each other and killed each other in great numbers, if only to become the kind of country that could no longer conceive how that was possible. First celebrated in 1868, it would take another 103 years for Memorial Day to become a national holiday. And in those 103 years, there would be two world wars, conflicts around the globe, including the Korean and Vietnam War. Memorial Day, we are reminded that our freedom is not free. Perhaps we inherited it free of charge, but it was not free. The sacrifice of others has given us the life that we now enjoy. Memorial Day, may we remember our war dead. May we have a deeper appreciation for those who were laid to rest beneath the simple white cross or a star of David. May we remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice, and may we honor them. How can we honor them? The best way to honor them is by evolving. By evolving into people who love peace. May we honor them by becoming the kind of country that will no longer send our young off to war. A memorial is about remembering. And remembering is a constant theme in the Bible. Remember the Lord your God. Remember what God has done for you. Remember you were slaves in Egypt and that the Lord your God brought you out of there. Remembering, this is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you. Do this and remember me. Remember Jesus. Remember who you are and whose you are. Remember that you came from God and you'll return to God. Loved, forgiven, and never alone. Remember. There is great value in remembering. George Santa Anna said, "Those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it." I believe that history is our friend, helping us to find hope, courage, and meaning, even in the midst of this pandemic. This time of disruption, isolation, uncertainty, and death might be new to us, but history tells us that there is nothing new here. In fact, this is a common thread that runs through the human story. Our ancestors lived and died in similar seasons of pandemic. To be a student of history is to gain perspective, to glean from the wisdom and experiences of those who have gone before us. The hope is that we will remember, and in remembering, that we might have the courage and the strength to face the challenges that meet us this day. But the promises of God, quite simple and most important, would be this: if we remember, or if we forget, God will not forget us. The prophet Isaiah spoke of God saying, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion for the child that she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. I have engraved you on the palm of my hands." History is our guide, our tutor, our friend. That is true for human history. It is true for the history of our country, but it's also true for your personal history. Yes, there's a real value in looking back. It has been said that experience comes from failure and success comes from experience. We are now some 70 days into this pandemic. Do you remember? Do you remember what it was like when the sanctuary was filled? Do you remember what it was like when we worshiped together? Do you remember what it was like when our women gathered with Shailene to share the joys and sorrows of their lives? Do you remember what it was like to laugh and hug and sing without fear or mask? Do you remember what it was like just to go out for breakfast? Do you remember what it was like to hug your grandbabies? 2,600 years ago, the children of Israel were taken into exile. They lost all that was familiar. The city of Jerusalem had been destroyed. Their homes were gone. For 60 years, they were captive in a foreign land. In Psalm 137, the grief is recorded with these words: "By the waters of Babylon, there we sat, and there we wept when we remembered our home." There is so much grief among us in this dark season of our story. But history will be our mentor. History will give us hope and courage, even as we long for a return to freedom. Now, last week we had four Carls singing our opening hymn. Today we're doing one better. We have the Brothers Four to sing this interlude for us. I'll see you in a minute.
Try to remember the kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and grain was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were a tender and callow fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Try to remember the kind of September when no one went except the willow. Try to remember the kind of September that dreams were kept beside your pillow. Try to remember the kind of September when love was an ember about to billow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. It's nice to remember, although you know the snow will fall. Deep in December, it's nice to remember the fire of September that made us mellow. Deep in December, our hearts should remember and follow.
Thank you to the brothers for. Memorial Day, the importance of remembering. Remembering our loved ones, remembering the promises of God. In the first chapter of the book of Acts, we have the final scene in the life of Jesus. It had been 40 days now since Easter. Jesus had appeared to his disciples behind locked doors. He had made them breakfast on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. You never knew exactly when or where Jesus was going to show up. And consequently, the disciples were going nowhere. And that was the problem. The problem, you see, was Jesus. As long as Jesus was around, they were followers. They were not leaders. They were waiting for him. They were not venturing out. God was up to something new. The birth of the church was just around the corner, but the disciples of Jesus longed for something familiar, a return to the good old days. Jesus appeared to the disciples on the Mount of Olives. It was familiar. It was their gathering place just outside the holy city of Jerusalem. They were happy to see Jesus, and they asked him, "Lord, is this the time? Is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" They still didn't get it. They were looking back to better days. They were hoping for a restoration of something old. They were looking back to a time gone by. They were remembering a time before the Romans, when the people were free, free from oppression, out from under the iron fist of Caesar. If only they could go back. "Lord, is this the time? Is this the time for restoration?" Jesus' answer was no. "We're not going back. We're going forward. We're creating something new." The problem was Jesus. His presence made it impossible for them to venture out. As Jesus was about to leave them for the final time, he sent them out and he promised them the Holy Spirit with these words, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." And then Jesus ascended. Don't ask me what this means. He was somehow taken up into heaven. It was, by human standards, a miracle. And the disciples stood speechless, gazing up into the heavens. And then two angels appeared to them and said, "Why are you gazing up? Jesus is gone. Quit looking back. Quit looking up. Look forward. Have faith and look forward. It's time to go." On May the 1st, 1977, I was at a concert at the Chicago Stadium. On the stage that night, one of the greatest entertainers of all time, he had captivated his fans. And when Elvis Presley had performed his final number, the fans stood up, a standing ovation, and they clapped, and they screamed, and they clapped, and they screamed 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. No one was moving. They wanted more. Then the announcer addressed the crowd, saying, "Elvis has left the house." It was clear that he was not coming back. And so the fans headed back to their cars, back to their life. It was time to go. The disciples stood on the Mount of Olives with their head in the clouds, looking for Jesus. They wanted more, more Jesus. And the angels said, "Elvis has left the house. Jesus is not coming back. It's time for you to go and to bear witness to the world." It's scary to leave all that is familiar. The past, as painful as it might be for us, is somehow comforting in its predictability. The future is unknown and unpredictable and uncertain. It takes faith to go forward, not knowing where that road will lead. Now, history is a great tutor, and we should glean all that we can from human history and our own personal history. We should learn from our mistakes, and by all means, we should learn from the mistakes and the successes of others. History should provide us with a deep appreciation for those who have gone before us, especially on a weekend like Memorial Day. But history is written. The old photos never change. The headlines stay the same. It is a place of the dead. It is unchanging. It is static. It is out of reach, and we cannot go back. Time for now anyway, only goes in one direction, and I'm not talking about a boy band. Time marches on. Time and life move forward. God calls us to something new, to move forward in faith, and that is a scary proposition. On Mother's Day, I walked into the sanctuary. It was a sunny, absolutely gorgeous Sunday morning. And when I walked into this place, there were no flowers to be seen. This place of music and life was deathly silent. No children, no mothers, no one was sitting in their assigned seats. The life was gone. And I cried, longing for something old and familiar. Lord, is this the time when you will restore order and normalcy for us? Can't we just have our lives back? We long for the good old days when we could worship together. We sit by the waters of Babylon and weep. My friends, we will gather for worship again, but it is becoming clear that we will not be going back in history. Life will forever be different going forward. Some things are easy to predict and easy to accept. Okay, the hymnals are gone. We will never have a bulletin in our hand again. The offering plates will no longer be passed. We may or may not be shaking hands. We will not be hugging anytime soon. But come on, Jesus. Come on, if you could just restore the rest of it for us. You know, the coffee hours, all the rest of it. We would be so appreciative. No one knows the times and the seasons that wait for us. The future is as unpredictable as the past is predictable. The hope is that we will not forget God in all of this. The hope is that we will remember what God has done for us. The hope is that we will be reminded that we are children of God and we are not alone. We are together. But the promise, the only promise that matters, is that God will not forget us. God will walk with us. God will carry us, if necessary, into an unknown future. We are not alone. And if history teaches us anything, it is that the future will be different. We will live differently going forward, but we will go forward and we shall overcome. And that is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's sing along with Carl now, a favorite from the American Songbook that became an anthem of the civil rights movement. we shall overcome. Our hearts now to God in prayer. Each petition will end, Lord, in your mercy, and our response, hear our prayer. Let us pray.
Let us pray for all people according to their need.
Remembering all who have gone before us, we give thanks for those who took the time to share the gospel with us. We give thanks for parents and grandparents, for dear aunts and faithful saints. We give thanks for the legacy of love and service that they have entrusted to us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Remembering all who have gone before us, we give thanks for the sacrifice of those who have died that we might live in freedom. Bless the graves of all who perished in war and honor the memory of all who put the call of country ahead of their own comfort and safety. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Remembering all who have asked for our prayers,
We lift up all who grieve, those who are sick in mind or body, those who face surgery, and those who are facing death. Give them comfort and peace. You alone know their needs. We entrust them to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Remembering all who have gone before us, we give thanks to the leaders of peace movements, civil rights leaders, and prophets who call out for peace and justice. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Remembering that you alone are the author and giver of life, we pray for your precious children, children of all colors, creeds, and cultures. We pray that peace and justice might be restored to our broken world, and that all nations would love and respect one another. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Into your hands, gracious and loving God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The peace of our Lord be with you always. Please share a greeting of peace with one another.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
And you.
And you and you.
And you. And you and you and you.
You.
We dedicate our gifts and our entire lives to God as we sing together now the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. From the time of trial and deliver us from evil, for the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever, now and forever.
Safe this day, give thanks this day, find your place of service as you follow Jesus Christ. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sending hymn, O Beautiful for Spacious Skies.
For heroes proved, in liberating strife. Who more than self their country loved?
Now go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Pastor Jim has left the house.
By the waters of Babylon, where we sat down, and there we wept when we remembered Zion. By the waters of Babylon, where we sat down, and there we wept when we remembered Zion. For the wicked carried us away captivity, required from us a song. How can we sing our holy song in a strange land? For the wicked carried us away captivity, required from us a song. How can we sing our holy song in a strange land? So let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O God. By the waters of Babylon, where we sat down, and there we wept when we remembered Zion. By the waters of Babylon, where we sat down, and there we wept when we remembered Zion. For the wicked carried us away, captivity required from us a song. How can we sing our holy song in a strange land? For the wicked carried us away, captivity required from us a song. How can we sing our holy song in a strange land? So let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O God. By the waters of Babylon, where we sat down, and there we wept when we remembered Zion.